That's why it's constant, a constant reading the scripture and identifying with the cross and his benefits, because your mind will quickly forget it. And so when you want to draw for that forgiveness or the stripes on his back or his death or his resurrection, and you don't keep remembering in your mind these things, your mind will quickly forget it. And your mind will try to give you an answer of what you should do. Amen? So we're constantly renewing our minds in that and bring it into our remembrance. And I do this every day. This particular week, me and my wife took the Lord's Supper at home 3 times, Friday, Saturday, and this morning. Took it again now with the body of believers. Hallelujah. And I bring into my remembrance. So me and my wife take the Lord, I pray, and I remember the virgin birth, and I remember the stripes on his back, and I remember the blood he shed, the death and the resurrection. I remember and want my mind to understand that everything he died and took it in the grave, I'm not going to resurrect it, and Satan's not going to resurrect it. Amen? So he brought the sickness and disease into the grave, and when he came up, it was all done, resurrected. That's the way place we should be walking in. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, I still want to praise God for Friday and last night, and we had a testimony here last night that there was a lady who was contemplating committing suicide. She was depressed, been depressed for a long time. She came to church one time a long time ago, and I guess she was a little frightened by what was going on here, and she left, but she came back, and it was funny. This is before church. I'm walking through the pews, and I'm shaking hands with people, and I said to her, "How you doing?" And she kind of told me how she was doing. I says, "No, you're not." And so I laid hands on her head and bound that spirit. Now, she wasn't possessed, but the thought she was having was of the wiles of the devil. And God set her free that moment. Ain't that wonderful? Hallelujah. So she's here this morning, and she no longer has those thoughts, and she's free. I was coming down the foyer here to come in the sanctuary, and they were sitting over there having coffee, and she was just in there just talking. Her whole countenance has changed. So that was one testimony. There's many testimonies. There was people who are free from oppression, and there was people who are healed, and people who are growing in the Word of God, and that's very important. People renewing their minds, and people getting the gifts stirred up in them, and getting the prophetic stirred up in them, and so we just give God the glory. Whatever comes together, you know, when I get up here, for example, some people looks like I'm struggling, but I don't know how much preaching you have ever done, but when you get up here, I'm struggling not with the Word, I'm struggling with listening to the Holy Spirit and doing what He wants me to do. The flesh will always fight those things. And so you're kind of going, well, you really, you know, and then you got to say, well, you want me to do it right now? Well, he wouldn't have told you right now if he wants you. If he tells you right now, he wants you to do it right now. Well, because we've studied and everything else, we went, well, I'll catch you at the end. Well, sometimes the end comes, and because you were disobedient, it's no longer in your thinking or in your spirit. Amen? So when you're ministering, you will get things, and I don't know why I'm saying this, but I think God wants me to share with some. When you're ministering, you get thoughts in your mind to do things. Well, the flesh needs to get out what it studied, you see, and it may not be the Spirit of God. So if you're ever standing up teaching or studying, preaching, whatever, always stop and do what you hear is coming into your mind by the Holy Spirit. Amen? It'll help you. It really will. And as a matter of fact, the minute you do that, it'll increase the anointing in your life. You'll start to hear more. All of a sudden, you'll find yourself crossing over the bridge into the supernatural through Jesus Christ, and you're starting to say supernatural things. And then illumination and light comes from that. And then the next time you do it, you're looking for this. You're looking to be obedient to, every one of us, when we study the Word of God, we just got to get it out. Many, many times God has changed the whole message. And I don't know what that's all about. I ain't ever figured that out yet. But you'll get up here and you'll be heading this way, which you study, and all of a sudden you're over here. And then the devil will say, "See, you can't even concentrate on the message." Instead of allowing and realizing the Holy Spirit's taking you over there, because he's not... It's not about you. It's about serving the people, and he's trying to meet the needs of the people out in the pews or chairs, whatever it may be. And so he may have to take you over here, and the devil will say, ah, you can't even remember what you're supposed to talk about. Hallelujah. Well, we're still talking about awakening the prophetic for the wind of change. And I'll tell you why. Today it's going to be a very important message. So if you have to get the CD for $2, it's worthwhile getting it. Because I'm convinced that there's many weak and hurt people who come into the building, and sometimes our faith has to heal them or deliver them because they're too weak or too hurt to have faith. You know, when you study Jesus, he talked about the seed faith and speaking to the mountain, but many times his faith healed people. You know that in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? That's a little light illumination and revelation. So we always require everybody to stand by faith and walk by faith. They may not be able to. So God wants you to know the prophetic ministry has got to take that measure of faith, start renewing their minds, start changing, for the wind of change has come, because you're going to have faith many times for other people. Instead of putting them down, and you get it from studying Jesus. There was many times his faith healed people. And there was times when he said, do you believe I can do this? And many times he just said, blind eyes be open, or take up your bed and walk. There's many things in Scripture, so it's a spiritual legal right to say what I'm saying. You're going to meet many people who don't have the faith. What you're going to do is to try to get them to walk in faith, and they're not able to. Maybe it's been a sexual abuse thing. Maybe it's been a divorce. Maybe it's been just plain emotional hurts. Maybe it's some generational thing that came down. And they're Christians, they're saved, but they just don't have the faith. Well, the prophetic who gets the illumination and revelation of this won't require nothing but just pray that the Holy Ghost will release himself into that individual and start beating that individual up. The reason why it didn't happen, because you ain't got faith. Well, what about your faith? You're the minister. Why can't you take your faith, you see, grow in this faith, grow that measure of faith, and that your faith, the measure he's given you, will set him or her free. Ain't that a good revelation? Hallelujah. See, I need a fresh anointing. Fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit will produce fresh oil. That means praying in tongues. That means speaking the Word of God. That means renewing your mind. So we're going to awaken the prophetic some more this morning, and we're going to go to places and let the Holy Spirit minister to us. If you would, turn into Luke 5. If you don't have your Bible, it'll come up on the screen. Luke 5, we're going to look at 36 to 39. Say, I'm receiving the wind of change. See, ministers, pastors, fivefold, even fingers and thumbs of the body has got to receive the wind of change if you're ever going to help anybody, because ministry is serving. So I must have myself prepared to minister. Whoever comes in the church, whoever stands before you, you should have your faith alive, the Word of God alive, the name of Jesus alive in you. Amen? All prepared. Well, you're going to go through a process. You may go out in the desert, but there's going to be change. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Verse 36. Then he spoke a parable to them. No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear, and also the piece that was taken out of the new one does not match the old. See, God says there's a wind of change coming. God says that you and I must receive this wind of change. And the change is, we can't mix the old with the new. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. Amen? Hallelujah. You're a brand new person. You're dressing up. And so when we awaken the prophetic in you and we say there's a change of wind coming, this is a change he's talking about. As a minister, fivefold, whatever it may be, you see, I'm being changed and prepared. Everybody may not want to go through this. So you have to be prepared in God's love to minister to those who don't have that great change in their lives on the outside. They may be saved, but not. Now, there is the ability and power of the Holy Spirit to change you, but most people's flesh, if we don't renew our mind, we're constantly in enmity against God. You see, and he can't do it. So God prepares those who will answer the call, who have fresh oil, who have the faith of God in them to deal with all the broken and hurt people in the world, whoever comes through the door. So God takes you and I who are willing to go through a change, and he starts telling you, I'm taking this out, and I'm putting me in, and so on and so forth. So you go through a process of being changed. It's called renewing the mind. It's called putting the flesh down, that the works of the flesh are not rising up in you, you see. So you're getting ready and prepared, and you will have a season. I keep using this for example, but John was prepared in the gospel and so on to have his season start in the book of Revelation. That's really what he was called to do. And so you have a season coming. And it may take a long time. You have to look at Joseph. You have to look at Caleb. You see, that takes a long time to go through this change, to get it all out so you can walk in the hundredfold anointing. Amen? So those who answer the call don't answer the call to put people down who don't have the faith. But to have God in you and to be able to minister to people, whoever they are. See, this ministry here ministers to an awful lot of hurt people, broke people. We've had millionaires in here, and I've even been bold and stepped out and spoke words into their lives and so on and so forth. But you must be prepared because it blesses the Lord when we minister to poor people and hurt people and broke people and release the power of God into their lives. So it says in verse 37, no one puts new wine into old wineskin. Or else the new wine will burst and the wineskin be spilled and the wineskins be ruined. But the new wine must be put into new wineskin. So God is saying we're going through a complete change. The new wine is going to take over. The new renewed mind is going to start running our lives. We're constantly going to be taking the Lord's Supper, bringing him into our remembrance. We're constantly going to learn by the Holy Spirit how to walk in the Spirit, how to speak the Word of God that brings life into people, you see. That's what God wants us to be prepared for. Because a lot of times we're not prepared when we meet someone who's hurting, and because it doesn't work, we demand them to have faith. And they're too hurt and broken to have faith. Because I've failed to go through the process of the wind of change, you see, to have that faith to help them people like Jesus does. He says, I only do what I see the Father do. I only say what I hear the Father. We're not like that all the time. We're constantly up and down. And we ministers have got to get awakened in the prophetic, have got to receive the wind of change, have got to let the Holy Spirit change us, change our thinking. The fruits of the Spirit are very important to God. A love and joy and peace and gentleness and kindness and goodness and those type of things and so on and so forth. So God wants you to know that you're going through a complete change and you're going to have a season. The wind of change is moving right now. To change you. If you're hurt, you see, I mean ministers, I'm talking strictly to ministers now, and there's several of you in here. If you're hurt, it's because you've received it. You've allowed it to be in your mind. You have not allowed the change of the new wine. You have not allowed the Holy Spirit to bring you into the renewed mind. and to have you speak the mind of Christ in you. You've taken on those hurts, you see. And now, if it becomes part of your life, when you meet someone who's hurt, you demand things from them. And it's not God's love. You see, we should be in the soil of God's love. Eventually, we don't all start there. We start getting saved when we get saved and so on and so forth. So God says he wants you to have a complete change of oil, a complete new wine in you. So you're going to go out in the desert. Your faith is going to be tested. He's going to see if you're a good steward over praying in tongues, you see. He's going to give you finances and check you out on that. He's going to see if the gifts are an idol to you and you're not really wanting the character of Christ, which is the fruits of the Holy Spirit. He's going to check you out. And it's not going to be your way. It's not going to be my way. You see, I must change. Because anything mixed, the flesh mixed with the spirit, it will tear. It won't work. It'll be broken. Saints, we need to get positioned by the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit, and to see if we can get to a place where we don't require people or demand people to have that kind of faith. Our faith is going to set them free. This lady was sick and hurt the other day. And it was my faith in Jesus, knowing I had authority over the thoughts in her mind, to set her free. I didn't say to her, you need to go home and read Scripture 10 times. You need to get some faith in your life. Now, when you're talking about that, you may be addressing that to, I got to stop here for a minute. I kind of went off somewhere. I don't know why he does that. Oh, okay. Say, I want to learn the outer court, the inner court, and the holies of holies. So this whole change of process allows you and I to go through this change, this wind of change, so that we can get into the holies of holies. You know the holies of holies? That's where the fire of God is. That's when you really, really have entered into place and God now can trust you and that your faith has grown up to set the oppressed and the captives free. The Spirit of God's upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel, open the blind eyes, set the oppressed and the captives free. Stop requiring all kinds of conditions from people. Sometimes people are just too hurt to have that. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this whole change, this whole, then he spoke a parable to them in verse 36. No one puts a piece from a new garment on the old. In other words, God's saying, if you want to hang on with the old, I can't put the new in you. You've got to release the old. You've got to give it to me. You've got to give me your tongue. You've got to tame your tongue. You've got to give me your will. You've got to turn your emotions over to me. I want to open your eyes to your calling. I want you to know that many people... You know, saints, I used to have churches back years, and they're all full of mental people. And they were so kind to me. And I ministered and ministered and ministered and ministered and ministered to them. I don't know if I didn't have enough sense or something, but I didn't pray for millionaires to come in. Later on, there was some suggestions. You know, Lord, we need some tithers. You know? 50 cents is not very good. And that sometimes when I started the Bible studies in my home, I had a little, I bought this really velvet with two arms on it and all shined up and shellacked and everything else. And I put it on the fireplace and it was hanging down really nice and everything else. And when I would go in there and reach in that hole, I felt like Peter. He got a coin. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you one thing. The coins I got, you couldn't pay no taxes with. Hallelujah. And that went on for a long time. So now during that time, the devil said, you ain't called. If you was called, God provide. Well, because I had a lot of old Elry in me. You see? Now I'm taking on the new wine. I'm renewing my mind. The first thing God told me after I got saved, and I had no idea what he was talking about, I felt like Nicodemus. He said, I want you to renew your mind. What does that mean? And I went to a Baptist pastor. He had stopped by my house, the one that led me and Betty to Jesus Christ. And I said, what renewing your mind means? And he said, I'll have to study that. And I went, I don't understand that, man. I expected the man to give me an answer. I was hungry. So now I'm out in the apple orchard. I'm down in the basement, and I'm praying in tongues. One time I went down there, and I was praying in tongues, and I was managing these apartments. And I went down there, man, and I'm just a praying in tongues. I didn't want to stop praying in tongues. And the pilot had gone out, so I lit the pilot and held the thing down. And I'm praying in tongues. The place is filling up full of gas, man. All of a sudden, it blew or something, and I went flying backwards about 20 feet or 10 feet against the pole and kept right on praying in tongues. See, I wouldn't suggest everybody do that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let all that gas in there and then light a match. Oh, boy. Yeah. See, if I could have been really stupid and say, woo, I felt the power of God. Ba-boom! It's just like Friday night. I'm home, Saturday, whatever it was, and lightning came right through the window, right past my head. You see, my little dog was laying there, and it snapped and popped in the living room, knocking out telephones and things like that. And that dog looked up at me, man, and you ain't going to move, I am. And she jumped off the couch and got on Betty's lap. Hallelujah. Well, God wants you and I to change. Whatever it takes. There was no Pentecostal, no charismatic people around that. They used to call me Praise the Lord Mayo. Because I'd be in the Baptist church, and the little Baptist pastor would be standing up there preaching, and he'd say something like, you know, John came to know Jesus yesterday. I praise God! And everybody would, oh my God. He had to go home. His father was sick, or he died or something. And he named me and two other people to spend 15 minutes behind the pulpit. And I spent 15 minutes talking about raising your hands. Let's get awakened by the Spirit of God. When he got back, they were waiting on the doorstep for him. Mayo's trying to make this charismatic church, Pastor. So I'm in the church the following day, and I'm in the front pew praying in tongues. And he comes in, can I talk to you a minute? And I said, sure. He read me something in Ephesians or whatever it was. And I said, what does that mean? I said, let's pray. He said, okay. He thought we were going to grab hands and pray. I started praying in tongues. And he started groaning. That went on for half an hour. He went in his office and I went out the back door. Hallelujah. See, when the Spirit of God gets a hold of you, no compromising. You're not going to compromise. I've got to change if I'm going to help people. I've got to get the new wine in me. I've got to renew my mind. I've got to stop picking on people and blaming them why they don't get healed and so on and so forth. I've got to be changed. Well, that's why we're awakening the prophetic. That's why we're talking about there's a wind, a change coming. You can't mix the new and the old, saints. You can try to, but that's not God's way. Amen? Hallelujah. See, I don't want to stay in the outer court. I want to be, and I don't know if we're going to get there or not, but I want to go in the holies of holies. What do I have to do? God just says, you got to be obedient. You got to renew your mind. You got to flow in the Spirit. You got to sow to the Spirit. You have a season. Galatians says you have a season. You'll reap if you faint not. Well, all my years of ministering, I've always ministered to people that are really, really didn't have enough faith, man. I used to kill a fly and try to raise it from the dead. Now, I'm serious. I used to grab it sometimes and drown it. And watch it, man, in the name of Jesus. Come alive, in the name of Jesus. Well, why'd you do that? Well, no one would talk to me about miracles. Hallelujah. I want to go in the holies of holy saints. And there is a price for the anointing. There's a price for the prophetic. There's a price to change. So you stop picking on people. I went home last night. And when I got up this morning, I said, Lord, I don't want to go down there. I need an oil change. You're going to have to do something, man. I know you wonderful people have never thought that, but... Well, I ate my blueberries. I took my vitamins. And I sat there like I was zoned out somewhere. And he said, come in the prayer closet. I've never said, I ain't going in there. You'll get your way. But I went in the prayer. I didn't say that, but you see, that's what some people think. That's why they don't want to go in the prayer closet, you see, because God will get his way. Well, I went in there, and man, I just started praying in tongues. I said, Jesus, if you don't help me, I ain't getting out of this chair. I ain't going down there. I need some help. I feel like I've been hit by a train. I was in that prayer closet 1 hour, hour and a half. I came out of there, boy, like I could lick the world. He gave life to my mortal body. The devil was shut up at that moment. He wasn't speaking no more. Hallelujah. This ain't easy, saints. I'm telling you, there's people that need our faith. There's people who need our faith. Many people come to church and walk out the same way. People need our faith. People, you and I need to be changed. We need to go through a process. We need to go out in the desert. When I came up with this message, or God gave me this message, and my wife came up with, there's a wind of change coming, I said, well, Betty, here we go. You can preach Friday and Sunday. When you come up with something new to give to the body or something that's going to challenge them and get them anointed and everything else, there's testings and trials. My wife has got something wrong with her eyes right now. They're all bloodshot. She's walking through the house. You ain't taking my eyes, devil. And I'm saying, gee, there's a lot of power in that small package. Praise God. But saints, you're just not going to go into another level without going to the desert and having your faith checked and so on and so forth. Or feel like you've been hit by a train. Listen, God wants you to get to a place that you can lay hands on who don't have faith, who's sick and broken, hurting. And your faith will set them free. I'm telling you, saints, there is teachings about faith. Jesus taught. But there also is places where he used his faith and they received it. So that means that you can't put God in a box and always demand faith. God wants you to build your faith. God wants you to be open to the awakening, I should say, to the prophetic, because there's a wind of change. Spending time with the Holy Spirit will give you fresh oil. See, I didn't have nothing fresh this morning, except a cup of coffee. That weren't doing anything for me. And guess what? I know I'm supposed to go in the prayer closet. Everybody here knows you're supposed to turn to God. You're supposed to turn to the Word of God. But if you go by how the body feels, how the mind feels, I woke up about 3 o'clock, and that devil was after me. I said, God, you don't help me, my brain's going to explode. And guess what? He responded to me that quick. But if I had gotten caught up in that, see, I know what to do because of the desert, because of the training, you see, because of getting fresh oil. The Spirit of God is with you all the time, you see. I now was operating in his faith. believing that he'd come and help me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Believing when I got up, my body was hurt and so on and so forth. Believing that if I went in the prayer closet, he'd give life to my mortal body, into my hands and my legs and my mind. I often wonder how long like a person could go by responding that way. I mean day after day after day ministering. Hallelujah. Well, if you'll turn, if you would turn to 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12. And we're going to look at verse 9. 90% of Jesus' ministry was healing the sick. Do you know that? If I'm willing to change and not take on religious ideas and everything else, although there is a teaching of faith and so on and so forth, I'm not saying that. But saints, in your lifetime, in your ministry, in this, you're going to meet people who just don't have the ability. They're hurt. And if you don't get your faith going, you see, we're going to look at 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit. Now, I take this as the Holy Spirit is the author. He wrote the Bible. So when he says there's gifts of healings, there's different kinds of gifts for healings. I don't want to get into anything that the Greek and the thing says this and that says this and so on and so forth. I just see me personally, and some people who get in the Hebrew and Greek are probably right. But personally, me, my ministry, and my anointing, I just accept what this says. For those who study the other way, there ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not smart enough to study that way. So I just accept what it says. Gifts of healings. See what it says up there? To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit. You know why? There's many needs. Many different healings have to come. It could be emotions. It could be mind. You see? Listen, saints. You're going to meet these people. And if your faith ain't built up, you're going to try to pick on them. And I think there is. You ought to teach people how to walk by faith. But in a prayer line, you can't teach that. You'd have to set under you for sometimes weeks and months and so on and so forth. But in the prayer line, it's not the place to start saying, you need to get some faith. You need to go home and speak to it. In the prayer line, the Spirit of God is moving. He's anointed you. And if that person don't get free, guess what? They're hurt so much, they don't have the faith. What happened to your faith? And there's different gifts of healings. I really believe that. Now, I know on the cross, he took all sickness and disease. But there's many, many people who need these gifts flowing into them that have different kinds of hurts. For example, a person who's been sexually abused. For a person who's been hurt by divorce. For a person who's been hurt by generational things. They may be saved, but they just hurt so much. They just hurt. They don't have the ability to have that kind of faith. And yet they want to be set free. Now they're up in the prayer line. And if you don't go through this wind of change, you see, if you don't realize that God's trying to change you to bring you not in the outer court, the inner court, but the holies of holies, releasing a hundredfold anointing in your life. And when he releases a hundredfold anointing, faith has grown into a certain place. It may take a long time, but you have a season coming. In the meantime, you're being schooled by the Holy Spirit to deal with her, to deal with him, to deal with this broken person, that broken person, and so on. So don't ever jump on people, saints. I'm not saying there isn't a faith message. We ought to teach people to walk by faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. When I come to God, I must believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently, and so on and so forth. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying sometimes people's flesh are just so hurt, just so broken, they can't. They just can't muster the faith. That's why you and I must go through a change. That's why you and I must receive the wind of change so that we can get into the holies of holies, so that we can help people. Because ministry is serving. Serving the broken, the hurting, and so on and so forth. You see what I'm trying to say? And so if I don't have light and revelation of there is gifts of healings, when it comes to a place where this one needs that gift of healing in a certain place, and I've just kind of said, no, it's faith, it's this, and just dogmatic about something, and the Holy Spirit's not been able to school me in these different gifts of faith, and this person needs that one right now, that doesn't mean the Holy Spirit can't flow that into that individual. But we have a tendency to pick on people. People don't come in the prayer line to get beat up. They come to be ministered to. And so God wants you to know that this prophetic, this changing wind that's coming into our lives, Jesus spent 90% of his ministry healing people. How much time can we spend touching the broken and the hurt and so on and so forth? Well, if we're going to carry on his ministry and walk in his footprints and do the same thing, 90%. Most of the time, you may not be, well, people say, well, I'm not called there. You know why you're not called there? You don't want to pay the price. So it's easy to say, I'm not called to do that. You ever notice what Christians say that? I'm not called to do that. I'm not called to do that. I'm not called to do that. And we find something comfortable. That's not what God wants, saints. He wants you to be changed. He wants the new wine. He wants you to receive the wind of change. He wants that gift stirred up in you, the prophetic stirred up in you, you see? And he wants you to answer the call. This world is not getting any better, saints. I mean, you don't have to go very far to see hurting people who don't have faith. Whether you don't like that or like that, I don't. Listen, the Master is our example, Jesus our Lord and Savior. And sometimes he taught on faith, and sometimes his faith just caused people to be healed because that was faith standing there. That was the Word of God standing there in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So God says, I give you a measure of faith. And we can leave it a measure, or we can renew our minds and grow that and go out in the desert and learn of God, go through testings and trials. Spend time with the Holy Spirit for a fresh anointing. We can get beyond our emotions and our own feelings. Because if you're going to minister, saints, you're going to learn to be to serve. And you're going to have to become humble. Well, that's what these three series is about. To awaken people to the prophetic, do you want to pay the price? Do you truly want to minister, or do you just want to once in a while do this and just once in a while do that? Because God don't use me full time. God don't use you full time because you're not committed to be used full time. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So there's gifts of healings. And if you don't have the faith built up in you, saints, that person is going to need something, and you ain't going to be able to do it. And your only excuse is going to be, she don't have no faith. He don't have no faith. That's the reason why you ain't got no faith. You never hear Jesus saying that, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You never saw anybody walk away, not touched. He even raised the dead, Lazarus. Whose faith was that? It was Jesus' faith. Lazarus didn't have no faith. See, saints, we all want to raise the dead, but we can't touch and heal somebody over here with our faith. We require. You need to do. What are you doing?
I raised the dead.
What dead have you raised? You need to start with yourself. See, death is separation from God. A lot of dead people walking around. A lot of dead Christians. Complacent. If I was to ask you to go out in the parking lot, let's just go out and look at the mountain. I've seen that. What do I see that for? We first got here. Oh, did you see Pike's Peak, man? Have you ever been up there? Oh. 2 weeks later, you couldn't get him to look at it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So there's gifts of healing. There is a wind of change. You got to spend time to get fresh oil in your life, like I had to do this morning, like I've had to do for the last 35 or 4 years, whatever it's been. I have to go in that prayer closet. I have to be humble, and I have to say, Jesus, help me. I've been out in the desert. I've been in places where half of the town turned against me. They wouldn't come near me if you gave them a $100 bill. And God says, I said, God, what's this all about? See, I wanted to attack the people. God said, no, I want you to look at me. I want you to not look your own understanding. I want you to acknowledge me. I want you to draw everything from me because I'm calling you in the prophetic, you see, and you've got to learn to receive everything from me. Stop leaning on people. And people are great, and the body is great, and we're kings and priests, and we're the bride of Christ, and so that's all good. But sometimes he'll isolate you. I used to meet with 18 pastors every week. Every week. And God said, I don't want you going there no more. I said, Lord, they'll think I'm stuck up. They won't go like me. Where I'm taking you, he said, they ain't going to like you anyway. You see, that's what happens with the prophetic. We just depend on Jesus so much. He becomes first in our lives, not our need. He becomes first in our lives. Amen? So there's these wonderful gifts of healings. And I can't stand here and say to you, well, if you'll do these five things, you need to decide whether you want to go in the holies of holies. You need to decide whether you want to pay the price. You need to decide, you see, can I muster and get some faith by becoming a doer of the Word of God, by taking this wind of change, by letting the Holy Spirit change you and build new wine in you and build the Lord Jesus Christ in you, the mind of Christ in you, or you can go through by not allowing that, and when you come to prayer lines and praying for people, everybody walks away the same way they came. Think about it. And we all ain't that. I'm a hero, man. I prayed for 70 people. Hallelujah. God wants to change us, saints. There's a wind of change coming. There's a wind of change. You know something, the thing wrong with people? They're not birthed where they're planted. We are cafeteria Christians. And it's not wrong to go to different places. I told Betty last night driving home, I said, it would be wonderful, we got the base of people here, if he'd just keep filling it with new people, hurt people, and they could come in this door and go out that door. It wouldn't bother me. Just so I could minister. Just so I could release the love. Just so I could walk in the gifts of healings. Just so I could set the oppressed and the captives free and give Jesus all the glory for doing it. So when I stand before Jesus, he can say, well done. You never drew attention to yourself. Oh, I had periods of that. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Now I was thinking about building a library, copying the President of the United States, building me a... What do you want in your gravestone? Well, if I knew this yesterday, I wouldn't be in this position. Just something funny. And they'd go by and say, I knew who that is. That's Rascal Mayo. Hallelujah. I'm not saying it's wrong to write books, but I'm not raising money to build a library. I've learned to get Jesus first, and I haven't arrived. I'm still changing, and you always will until you're called home. But saints, you got to learn to serve. If you're anointed to minister, stop drawing back. Stop trying to find something comfortable. Well, I can take a little dip here. I ain't going in there twice. I used to have people come by here and say, every time, you got a lot of goofy people over there. I says, come on over and join us. It went, boop. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's try Matthew 10:8. Matthew 10:8. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He was talking to the apostles. We had to build on the apostles, right? The prophets. Christ, even the chief cornerstone. And he said, heal the sick and cleanse the lepers. Well, let's just say lepers are people with cancer. See, we haven't gone through the process. And that doesn't mean there ain't a sovereign God. But it says, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons, freely you have received, and freely you freely give. Well, everybody wants a seed today. If you watch television, God wants you to plant a seed. But healing, salvation, all of that stuff is free. He says, these are the people, if you'll get the wind of change, if you'll have the prophetic awakened in you, you see, if you'll get an understanding, illumination of the gifts of healings, gifts of healings, if you'll get illumination of that, you see, we had to build on the apostles. They went out with no schooling. It's not wrong to have schooling. Now listen to me now. They went out with no schooling. They walked with Jesus for 3 years, but they didn't actually know how to do that. And can you imagine James and, what is it, James and Peter who stood by, were going up to pray, and the guy was crippled there? Can you imagine standing before that guy and say, would you plant a seed? Hey, Lazarus, will you plant a seed? The word of God is seed. But you see what he's saying? This is what he wants us doing. Will you and I change that wind of change? Jesus first, not our needs. We'll go out and do this. But how are we going to heal if we don't have the faith? Rather than stand in front of somebody and blame people. All charismatic people at one time or another brag. I raised the dead. I opened blind eyes. Oh, really? So, number one, these are the gifts of healings. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper. You know something, saints? Do you know you actually can cleanse cancer from someone's body? I mean, this leprosy, we all know how it eats people alive and so on and so forth. Now they have some kind of serum or something now, but raise the dead. Raise the dead. Well, Leland passed away in Africa. They were trying to raise the dead. Let me tell you something, saints. I often tell the story about the lady in Mexico that was in a freezer. Her son put her in the freezer. She was 80 years old. She was a retired Assembly of God preacher. And he called me. He said, I got my mother in the freezer. I want you to come down and raise her from the dead. I'd done a lot of crazy things. I said, uh-uh. You ain't getting me to stand that freezing cool and trying to raise somebody from the dead. I didn't go down. Well, she never got raised. Anyway, heal the sick and cleanse the leper. I'm telling you, saints, God has to take you through something. He has to take you through this new wine, this changing, for you to have an ongoing ministry to do these things right here. Amen? Hallelujah. John 14:12. Hallelujah. See, it says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do because I go to my Father. Well, we can study Jesus. He was led by the Holy Spirit after fasting. He was led out to be tempted and everything else. And so we say, oh, I don't have to do that. Amen? So because Jesus done it, I don't have to do that. But he says you can do the same thing. To do the same thing, you got to be changed. You got to receive the wind of change. You got to be willing to pay the price. You got to be willing to spend time with the Holy Spirit to get new anointings and to be corrected and to become humble before God and all of this stuff. See, we don't teach an awful lot of that. We just say, you ain't got no faith, dummy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Luke 19:13, we touched on this Friday. I'm finishing up here. Luke 19:13. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Luke 19:13. So he called 10 of his servants and delivered to them some money and said to them, do business until I come. If you're going to occupy, saints, the devil will run you out of where you're occupying. You got to learn to occupy. You got to learn to do business for God. Doing business for God is flowing in the fruits. It's flowing in healing people, in ministering the word of God to people, doing the business of Jesus. He healed for 90% of the time. People need to be healed in their mind, spirit, soul, and body. Amen? But he wants you to occupy. He gives you the Holy Spirit. In other words, you're not going to give up no ground. You're not going to compromise. When someone comes up and sick, you're not going to jump on them. What you're going to do is make sure your faith is alive. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. John 5:19. John 5:19. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself. See, I really think we need to learn this. You can't do anything by yourself. If you take the stand of the authority of a believer, you still need the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I went with them working and confirming the word of God. You see, I say to you, I can say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also can like manner do it. So he calls us sons and daughters. He calls us kings and priests. He calls us the bride. We are to carry on his work. But there's much learning to happen in our lives. There's much teaching. There's much time out in the desert and so on and so forth. There really is, saints. If you really want to know from somebody who's been around this, been doing this, and I've tried all the different things and everything else, and I've been stupid, done things and everything else, but you grow, and then you start to realize, I can do nothing without you, Jesus. I can do nothing unless I hear from heaven. Heaven is in me. The Holy Spirit is in me. I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. He gave us that example for a reason. Hallelujah. If we would just let him change us, saints, a wind of change, and it's going to take time. It ain't going to come Tuesday and you're all set Wednesday. We'd like to have it that way. I'd like to have it that way. It's not going to happen that way, saints. You can disagree with me, and that's fine. But I've been ministering for all these weeks and months and years, and I let God teach me. I want to learn, Lord. I want to learn about you, Jesus. I want to learn to stop jumping on people. There's some people who are hurt, they just can't receive. What do I have to do? He said, you need to build your faith up. Because when you build your faith up, what you're going to do is you're going to allow the Holy Spirit to flow whatever that person needs through you. You're going to believe and have faith in God. All things are possible with God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, good night. Are you blessed? Yes. Give a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. We got to play a little song here. It seems to do something to me. You may not get nothing, but I do. Do you get something from these songs? Oh, okay. Praise God. I'm going to play when you may not like it. But that doesn't matter, right? There's a lot of things God says we don't like. And don't sit there and say, oh, no, if God said it, I just... Yeah, right. What if God was to tell you right now, I want you to empty your checkbook out, your savings account, and give it a crate of faith? I bind you, Satan. See, some things we can agree with. Other things we go, I was sitting in my office one time down in North Park, and God said, I want you to send $10,000 to somebody. And I went out to my wife, and I said, God told me to send $10,000 to so-and-so. And her face went, how much? And there's always, you sure it's God? Well, I'm not going to be disobedient to try to find out. I've been out in the desert enough times. When I go out in the desert, or when I go up to the mountain, and I go around the mountain, oh, Ellery's been here. Ooh, he's been here again. Oh, he's been here again. See, if you don't learn, you take another trip. Hallelujah. What was I going to do? Oh, yeah. See, you guys are with me. Praise God. Number four in the orange. Four in the orange. It's coming. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, praise you, Jesus. Now, God wants you to understand something. Praising Him is not just music. See, you praise Him when you build His mind into your mind. You praise Him when you speak the Word of God. You praise Him when you overcome sin. You praise Him when you receive healing into your body. You many, many, many ways you praise the Lord. And you worship Him. It's just not up here and everybody raising their hands and so on and so forth. Anytime you become a doer in all these areas and many, many more that I didn't mention, you praise and worship Him. See, I'm going to worship Him with a clean mind. I'm going to worship Him with His mind. Let this mind be in you that's in Christ. I'm going to praise Him with the grace of God when I get favor. I'm going to praise Him with the money He's given me. I'm going to praise Him with the tongues. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to praise Him. So it takes all of that in, saints. See, we think it's just worshiping and praising is up here. It's not. Every time you allow God to have His way in your life, you're praising Him, you're loving Him, you're worshiping Him. See, we have tied it all to the symbols and everything else. That is good. That is praise and worship. But all the promises and all the things that Jesus has done for us, you praise Him with forgiveness. You're completely washed in the blood. Your sins are forgiven. You praise Him because you're not going to allow things to come into your mind that tears down the beauty and power of Jesus in your life. In the love of God. That's how you praise Him. And I don't want to rule that out. Everybody thinks if we can just get some smoke coming out of the floor and a lot of noise, man, and everything else. If you become a doer of the Word of God, life is in the Spirit. And if you start becoming a doer, you will worship and praise Him, and you'll find yourself in the holies of holies. You'll find yourself at times so convicted that you'll say, "Help me, Jesus. What am I doing wrong?" He will start teaching you. You got to become humble. You got to get rid of pride. You got to put down the works of the flesh. That's how we praise and worship Him. How we can praise Him when someone comes up and don't have the ability to believe. And we have built God, or God has built Himself into us. We now have the faith to free her or free him. What a worship and praise to Jesus that would be. Instead of us requiring. Hallelujah. See, you learn this over the weeks and months and years, saint. There's people sitting here. I'm telling you. God has got a call upon your life. There's at least seven people. I'm not saying the rest of you know, there's thumbs and fingers and there's a fivefold and so on. But God's got a call upon your life, that God's got a season set up for you before time began in Christ, that it will be released by the Holy Spirit into your lives and that it'll explode in you. You may not like the season, your flesh. But you'll love the season because you'll be walking in the Spirit and you'll be serving Jesus and you'll be finishing that race. And so that by that time, the Spirit of God has got a hold of you. He's built Jesus into your lives. And so now your flesh can't say, "I don't like this." Paul said, "I glory in my sufferings." You can worship God, saints. Whatever you're going through, just worship Him and just love Him. Not your need, but let Him be first in your life. I'm telling you, people have got a season coming up. God has got a season for you. In Galatians, it talks about you'll have a due season, you'll reap if you faint. God's got a season. The devil's trying to get you away from that season. He wants you in the flesh. He wants you to think, "Well, I'm not, and our confessions, I'm not called to do that. I'm not called to do this. And what I'm talking about, saints, is not easy. Believe me. It really does a job on the flesh. But God says, I'll never forsake nor leave you. He'll give you power of anointing to overcome temptations. He won't allow you to fall in that if you make that choice. If you're tempted to quit, if you're tempted to want to be comfortable, if you're tempted to don't want to do this, God the Holy Spirit will take you to a place in the holies of holies that you'll absolutely be washed in the new wine. You'll come out of there a person that you never thought would be, you'd become. But God says, I got you under construction, and I can construct them things in you, and I can cause you to set the lepers free, the cancer free. You can cleanse them. You can set the sick free. You can cast out demons. Won't come around you in the 9400 fold. They won't come around you. But that doesn't mean your body won't go through things, because you are a fleshly person who has works of the flesh. And God the Holy Spirit says, I can teach you how to flow in the Spirit. You know, Jim just got over pneumonia up here in Cripple Creek, and he called me, and he had just got out of the hospital, and he was staying with his son. Because how old are you now, Jim? Oh, about 87, 88. Huh? No, people get pneumonia at that age, boy. It's almost lights out. Well, he called me, and I prayed over the telephone for him. The next call I got, he was in his own home. And he said, I said, we're doing some things Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He said, I'll be there Sunday. Well, he's sitting here. Well, who do you think done that? See, he called me, not because it's me, because he was in a weakened condition. And you can't find many people in Cripple Creek that believe anything except gold and coins and one-armed bandits. But he's sitting here. I'm telling you, saints, people are going to come to you with weakened conditions. Don't tell them they need faith. Let God take you through the desert. Let him take you through the new wine. Let him take you through the wind of change. Let the prophetic be awakened in you. And I'm telling you what I'm telling you, for 35 years it's taken me just to get here. Now, this is not a rule of thumb. David was only 17, and he was killing lions and bears and pulling down giants and so on and so forth. So it's not a rule of thumb. You always have to be open to God. But there is a time, there is a season in Jesus Christ, in Christ. And I'm telling you, saints, this is the call that's going out to the body today. There is a season. Before time began, there is a season. And if you are willing to pay the price for the anointing, willing to overcome your flesh, willing to praise God for the desert walk, praising God for his mind that you have allowed Christ's mind to be in you, praise and worship him every day. I'm telling you, saints, praise him for the healing that maybe hasn't manifested yet. Praise him for the healing. Praise him for the finances that maybe haven't manifested yet. God wants to bless us. He gave that guy some money. I know it was there's a whole teaching there and everything else, but I didn't want to get into that. God, if you're going to occupy, God will give you the finances. If you're being trained by the Holy Spirit, God will open doors that no man can close. God's on your side, and God is calling us into our season. Whatever that season happens, I don't have any control over that. But see, I'm believing a season for this ministry. Because me and my wife have been faithful. And I haven't compromised. I wanted to sometimes. I wanted to probably ride in on a donkey or something, or to draw attention or attract. I listened to more people. One lady said to me, Ellery, listen to me. You got to get rid of the metal chairs. If you get nice soft chairs, it'll pack out. Like a dummy, I went out and spent $1,500. Less people came. I said, why did I listen to that? It ain't chairs. It ain't this. It ain't that. It's you, Jesus. I need your presence. I need your love. I need to be changed. People are staying away because I'm ugly. I'm a rascal. So I want to learn. Take me to school, Holy Spirit. And I wish I hadn't said that at times. Listen, saints, there's a season coming. Interpretation of tongues, I don't know, it was last night. There's a thing going on. I can almost hear it, saints. It's almost like a thundering in the heavens before the power of God comes into our lives. What eye has not seen, ear heard. I'm telling you, it's coming, saints. It's coming, saints. And it's going to touch everybody. It's going to happen to churches and schools up there where it's going to happen. I'm telling you, saints, there's going to be a great move of God. And God's going to take those who are willing to change. God was going to take those who received the wind of change, who have been operating in the prophetic, you see, are open to the prophetic, you see, who want to be humble. I'm telling you, saints, when you look at the apostles, when you look at Jesus, you see things there. You know, I always go to Jesus. If I can't find him doing it, I don't do it. Of course, the ministry of Paul and the rest of them was nothing but extension, because the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. So it was just when Jesus said, I have much to say to you, I can't say it right now, because he was going up to the Father, and the extension of power of the Holy Spirit was going into Paul and the rest of them and carry on what he couldn't say. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? Amen? Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Wonderful Jesus. We love you, Lord. If nothing else, just to know that he's with us. Just to know that he's manifested. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What did you say your name was back here, young man? Terry? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Terry, there has been some difficult times in your thinking. There has been some difficult times in your life. But God is about to change the season. God is about to bring you into some blessings, because every promise in me, saith the Lord, is yes, yes. And there's many promises that you haven't experienced, and you kind of have been laid back in some areas, and God is going to awaken you with a fresh anointing, and you're going to have great desires to serve God and to want to change in your thinking. And God says his Spirit will be with you to help you do that, because he's a teacher, a counselor, a comforter. So God's telling me to tell you, look for change. Is this your wife? There has been some really a lack of respect in that area. And God says, my son, you're going to learn from my word how both of you can respect one another, because it's important, because when you two touch and agree, things will come to pass. And so God says he's awakening a lot of things in you. Under the anointing of the Spirit of God that was in this place, there's going to be a refreshing coming into your lives. It's going to help your marriage and your finances. It's going to give you direction. And God says the schooling of the Holy Spirit is open to you. You make this decision. Desire the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, because he wants to train you. He wants to rise you up. He wants you to walk in the office that he's called you to walk in. He wants to anoint you to break the yoke of bondage in areas of your life. He wants you happy and have joy in your life. So God is speaking to you today, because he cares about you and he loves the both of you, and he wants to see you have victory in your lives. So this moment forward, God says change will come. You're going to start sensing some wisdom how to handle things and how to deal with things in your everyday walk. And God says it'll come to you very mightily, very powerfully. It'll override your thoughts. The Holy Spirit will tell your spirit will tell your mind, and you'll be awakened to some things. And the devil is broken right now. His power is broken over you people, and Satan's power is broken. Principalities and powers are broken. Leviathan, that twisting, lying spirit, is broken away from you. Apollyon, that spirit of destruction, is broken away from you. And I bind that spirit that's trying to seduce you in areas that God would not have you to go in. So this moment, you're free, young man. You're free, young lady. And you'll have the anointing and you'll have the joy. Look for me. Look for me and call upon me, because I will be there, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jerry, I can see a little hole about that big, and there's light coming through. And God says, my daughter, you've broken through. God says you've leaned on me for a long time, but it's been a long struggle and a long journey. But God says you have arrived, and that one sitting next to you is changing daily. And if he don't change, God says, I daily spank him and convict him. But you two will come together. You're coming into a light. You're coming into a fire. You're coming into an anointing that's going to flow through you behind on this praise and worship. It's going to actually explode into your life. You're no longer going to look to yourself how to do it right. You're just going to lean on him. You're going to open your mouth, and the anointing is going to flow out of you. And people will be touched in the pews, and they'll wonder, what has happened to Jerry? Jerry has come into my presence. Jerry is releasing my presence. Jerry is releasing my word. Jerry is releasing the praise and worship. If they'll close their eyes and follow you, you'll take them into the holies of holies, because that's where I've called you to bring the people. Bring them into the fire, because they'll receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost and fire, and all themselves will be burnt out. I speak this to you to encourage the both of you, because you have poked your way through and you've seen the light, and changes is right now happening in both of your lives in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Does anybody need prayer here this morning? Anybody need laid hands on? Well, you can do that. I got a board. There's George up there with both hands raised. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come up here, dear. Anybody who needs prayer, just come up here. Hallelujah. This is the couple. If you're moved by the Holy Spirit, and I'm not doing, if you want to drop, because they're leaving tomorrow, so if you want to give them 10 or 5 or whatever it may be, God will bless you. They're missionaries. And there ain't nobody here is willing to go to Africa, Nepal. We want to sit here in American churches and be complacent. She's disagreeing. Oh, I don't want that. Oh, okay. This young couple needs our prayers. And I don't know if... And by the way, has everybody been spending $1 a week for cans of food? How many here have been spending $1 a week? Two people? What happened? Huh? They're not raising their hands? They didn't want the left know what the right's doing to me or something like that? Okay. I'm just trying to encourage you. Don't forget, $1 a week. Bring some canned stuff. If you'll notice, the table's covered out there right now, but we got lots of food to help some people today if you need it. And so it's free. Listen to me, saints. I want people to understand this. This ministry pays for that. We can't be feeding people over there. If we was with Care and Share, it would be different. But we're paying for this. We believe if we take care of the people under this covering, so we're going to start doing it on Sundays and see if we can't give more. Not to draw people, but to take care of if anybody has any needs here. But we cannot feed the next door neighbor. We cannot feed their other people. We just don't have the money. And no one's going to give us food for nothing. We're not into Care and Share because we don't agree with a lot of things. So we're going to the stores, and Chris is taking care of this, and we're spending money to help you. But we got so much in the budget, and we want to keep that budget full. Amen? So that doesn't mean, so I don't want you going out there and wanting to feed Joe Blow next door, or this one over here, and this one over here, so on and so forth. We're going to be really strict with this. We really got to be, saints, because we're wanting to help more people. If we allow people, listen, I had a North Park, we had a room with all shelves from the floor to the ceiling, packed full of food. And Betty said, you better lock that door. I said, nah, they won't touch it. And after service, I heard all this noise, and I went in there, and they were cleaning the shelves out. So listen, saints, just try to follow the rules in here. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We know what the military code is, right? Well, I have a code here. Spirit-filled code. The reason why you disagree with me, because you never found out to read it or find out what it's all about. If you did, you'd understand it. Carnivana, yeah. I'm going to get somebody out there with a big board and slap some hands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, close your eyes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch your eyes right now, and I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
I just thank you for your love, Lord Jesus, as
yes.
I anoint these, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, right now, Lord, I touch my sister, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Refreshing oil, Lord. Refresh. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Refreshing, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch her, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can see the two of you. You've been on some kind of like, it looks like a little, these merry-grounds that you push in playgrounds, and you've just gotten off and you're standing, and there appeared a great big mountain, and God said, I want you to climb to the top, but you won't do it by your strength. You'll do it by my power and my strength. It looks like a high mountain, but God says you'll be there very quickly. And when you get on the top of the mountain and you look out, God says, whatever you can see clearly and understand, it's yours for my glory, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. Oh, the precious holy name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, the precious Holy Spirit in Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. And we ask, Lord, for fresh anointing, Lord, for the wisdom to flow in this lady, Lord, as she gets in the Paul, Lord. We thank you, Lord, she's not going to wrestle with all kinds of different things. She's just going to know because you know, she knows that your power is with her and in her. And she's going to pull down walls, Lord, and she's going to cross bridges by faith, Lord Jesus Christ. She's going to cross over. Her tongue is going to be anointed and loosed with the wisdom of God to speak people to come into the salvation of you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blessings upon her that's going to flow by your strength and by your power and by your promises, Lord. I just remind her, Lord, to always bring in her remembrance the virgin birth, the stripes on your back, Lord Jesus. To keep renewing her mind with that, the blood that you shed and the death and the resurrection. We give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you, Lord. He's going to be a tongue biter, Lord, and he's not going to respond to anything but the love and the pure word of God with his wife, and the both of them are going to touch and agree, Lord, and this man of God, Lord, is going to show a change of the word of God in his life, Lord. We thank you for healing in his mind. We thank you for healing in his emotions, Lord. We thank you that great desires are going to rise up in him, and he's going to step out by faith, and he's going to fulfill the call, Lord. He's going to finish the race, Lord Jesus. The two of them, hand by hand, in agreement, Lord, touching and agreeing, Lord, and they're going to see mighty, mighty miracles for your glory over there in Nepal, Lord, in people's lives, in their finances. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that you've already picked out people, Lord, to make out checks and send it to their place of where they have deposits, Lord, so they'll never have a want for money, Lord. They'll always have enough, Lord. It'll always have enough to finish their call. So we thank you, Lord, as I speak your grace upon them, your great grace in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You know, God is showing me a dead end, a street, a dead end, but your life is not that way. God's highway is through traffic. You don't have to live in a dead-end place. God's is through traffic, and God wants you to understand that because God's about to open some doors for you, and God's going to call you onto the highway of holiness. where the devil won't walk. The highway of holiness, and he's going to help you, he being the Holy Spirit, to walk on that, to expect it, and to believe God for miracles. So there's no dead-end streets. There's no dead-end streets. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I touch her right now, Lord, and I thank you for the financial blessings, Lord. I prophesy and call it into her life right now, Father God. This woman is a tither, Lord. This woman has prayed and praised and worshiped you, Lord, for many, many years, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that she is going to have her need met because you're a great God. All things are possible with you. And right now, Lord, I'm calling that she can do all things through Christ that strengthens her, Lord. And our God's going to supply her need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus, that she is going to explode, Lord, with the blessings, Lord. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for this woman of God, Lord, and what you're doing in her life and doing for her, Lord, because you are a good God in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the work that's coming in, Lord. I thank you for the homes that are being sold, Lord. I look out there, Lord, and I can see them lined up, Lord, and I can see her standing on the sidewalk, Lord, and saying, I sold that one, I sold that one, I sold that one. Let your confession be that you've sold that one, you've sold that one, you've sold that one, because God's going to honor your speech of faith, believing that these homes will be sold by you, and you'll be a woman who says, my God has supplied my needs. I have come out of that world, and I am now flowing in the kingdom with the kingdom language in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the anointing, a fresh anointing upon him right now, Lord. I thank you for a fresh anointing, Lord, that his mouth will continually be open, Lord, because he's a man of God that will speak salvation to people. Tell people about Jesus. Tell people about the cross. Father God, we thank you for this explosion of wisdom and the explosion of the anointing and the power of God in his life, Lord, where when he says things to people, they will not be able to refuse it. They will inquire deeply and deeply, and before they know it, they'll be receiving you, Lord Jesus Christ. And they'll come into the kingdom. And this man, Lord, will bring glory to you. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. God says, my daughter, there's a new journey. There's a new journey coming alive in you. A journey that you have not been on, but you can find it in the Word of God. So as it starts unfolding before you, don't be afraid to step out and do and take that journey, because the Holy Spirit will show you in the Word of God that it's scriptural. And so God says, my daughter, expect a new journey. Expect a new journey. God has a new place that he's taking you. Father God, in the blessed name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for her life. Hallelujah. Do you have a sore foot? Not the bottom, the top. Anybody have a sore foot in the top? Is that you?
I got right on this foot.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Yeah.
Bothers you.
Yeah. If I don't have comfortable shoes on.
Okay. Put your hands on that foot. This one over here. Hallelujah. Yeah. Father God, right now, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the healing into this foot right now. This will never come back to her. It'll never bother her again, because we speak by faith, Lord Jesus, in you, Jesus. We speak the gifts of healings, Lord, into this foot right now. And we give you praise, Lord, for what's going on. For your glory, Lord, for your glory, we worship and praise you with this healing in Jesus' holy name. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus, Lord. The anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. You know, I can see you on a swing. And what does that mean? Well, usually on the swing, you're kind of swinging back and forth, and the world's not bothering you, and you're just kind of happy. Well, that's what God's doing. He's bringing you to a swing that moves you, not necessarily one hanging from a tree or physically, a real one, but you're going to be swinging in the peace of God. You're going to be swinging just happy and just having the peace of God in your life. And during that time, God's going to speak to you. His voice is going to become very clear, and he's going to direct your life. He's going to help you to make good decisions, The Holy Spirit's going to rise up in you, but first, there's going to be the swing. There's going going to be the goodness of God and the happiness of God in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Whoa. Whoa. Praise you. Yeah, hey, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the blessed holy name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, holy Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can always tell when God's going to really meet someone's need. My pockets get full. Yeah. I get so drunk, I got to make sure. Wait a minute, I belong going this way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I can see you. There's a river, and it's solid with ice, like in the wintertime, and you're skating. And God says, my son, you're going to glide into some areas, and there's going to be no holes. You're not going to have a worry that the ice won't hold you. You're not going to have a worry that the financial blessings are not going to hold you, or your faith is not going to hold you, or the wisdom of God's not going to hold you. You're just going to glide into some areas, and you're going to be awakened. Your eyes are going to be open while you're gliding, and you're going to see many things. And wherever you stop, and wherever you focus on, God's going to say to you, is that what you're asking me for? And you say yes, bang, it's going to explode in your life in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. The presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we'll be back next Friday. There used to be an old saying in the Baptist church, if the creek don't rise in God's will, and I don't speak that junk. We'll be here Friday. There ain't no creek going to rise, and God is willing. I got to be willing, right? One more time, a reminder, if you feel led to give this missionary couple something, then God will bless you. Hallelujah. Just put a little offering in the hand. Amen? It don't have to be much. Just step out by faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Randall, Randall, Randall. Ooh. Wow. Something going to happen here. Praise God. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this is strange. I can see you off the ground. You have a suit on. You're acting like Superman. You're flying through the air. No, I'm serious. You're flying through the air. And you're just kind of gazing at all kinds of things, but you're actually flying through the air. God is going to propel you into some places. And you're going to kind of decide as you go over these little towns. Years ago, all of us used to have these little dreams where we were flying through the air and floating. God is showing me that same type of thing, only at your age. God says, my son, I want you to look around. I want you to look around. I'm going to bring you into the spirit realm, and I want you to look around. I want you to look around because God's going to help you make some decisions that will bring glory to him. I want you to look around. God's going to help you so I can see you coming through the air. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the power of God touching his life, Lord. We just give you praise and honor, and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, Father God, we thank you tonight, this afternoon, this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you for you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the prophetic has been awakened us. There is a wind of change, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the things you spoke today by your Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit, to take hold of it and walk in it, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, so that we can help other people. Help us to understand that we are to humble ourselves before you, Lord, and that you are giving everybody in this place a brand new heart, Lord, a brand new heart, because the wind of change is blowing on us, Lord, and we're having a great desire for you, Lord Jesus, for you to be our King, our Lord, our Christ, even more than you are already, Lord. And, Lord, we're wanting to, we don't want to say this, Lord, but we're wanting to pay the price to serve you, Lord, and to help people, Lord Jesus Christ. We're wanting to have more anointing. We're wanting to grow into a fresh anointing as many times as possible. I know, Lord, that you'd have us to minister and then spend time with the Holy Spirit to get fresh anointings, that your glory will rise up in people, Lord, and touch people, Lord. We know you in the Bible, when you said glory, it was miracles, Lord. When you said watch for the glory, the miracles of God. And we thank you and we praise you as I pray the financial blessings in the people's lives in this place, in their businesses, in their ministry, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you can transfer. If we're going to occupy, Lord, you're going to transfer finances, Lord. A big transfer coming in, Lord, right now, Lord. I've heard of ministries and individuals just recently receiving $2 million into their ministry, Lord. And so we thank you and we praise you that you're still working and that we are going to expect, Lord, to occupy, and we're going to expect you to supply all our needs, Lord. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, because we are itching to get into the holies of holies, Lord. We're itching to have the fire of God burn on us, Lord, and cause us to decrease so you can increase. So today, all of us come in agreement, Lord, and we praise and lift you up, Lord Jesus. We draw attention to nobody. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are our salvation, our grace, and our mercy. And it's because of you, Lord Jesus, that we have authority over sickness and disease, Lord. It's because of you we have authority over principalities and powers and Satan and over our flesh. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for your wonderful fresh oil, your fresh wind that's blowing on these people in this place in Jesus' holy name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.